time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo from the Price City Library. And believe it or not, you know, summer is almost here. And one of the great things that they do, they have so many great programs down at the library for the kids. And this time around, we're going to talk about, you know, the summer reading program down there at the library. You can start signing up for it, and we'll get into details on what they do and all the fun things that they do. Plus, before we get out of here, we're going to talk about a photography class that they're going to offer down there at the library as well. Tanya, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's talk about first, how are things going down there at the library? Everything kind of back to normal? I think normal is normal everywhere now, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. We're totally open all the time. We have all our programs starting and running at full speed. So we're excited.
Very good. And, you know, we always talk about the different things that you offer at the library. You know, everybody knows you can go there and check out a book. Everybody knows that you can go there and get on the computers and use the internet and those kinds of things. My favorite thing to talk about at the library is if you're old like me and there's a movie out there that you can't find somewhere, the library may have it, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. We have a great selection. I compare us to Blockbuster a little bit. Not quite as many as them, but we do have a lot of the older movies that you can't find on streaming, or you have to have a certain streaming program to run it.
So. And the other part is, too, you have kids' movies as well, don't you?
We do. We have children's movies. We have junior movies. Junior would be Harry Potter. I'm trying to think of other movies. A lot of the junior movies that would be maybe tweens for maybe 9 to 14-year-olds or so. We have all the Disney movies, a lot of the Disney movies. And then we have fiction movies, which we enjoy, Dave, you and I, the older people there.
That's right. And you know, I think I've shared this with you. My kids, really, both of my kids just are in their 20s now. And one time, this was about a couple years ago, they went in there and they found the old Barbie animated movies downstairs and they had to rent them. So it sticks with you. It really does. And you guys have all those down there if anyone is interested.
So yes, we do.
Let's jump in and start talking about your summer reading program and maybe some of the other programs that you've got going down at the library this summer.
All right. Our 2023 Price City Library Summer Reading Program is all together now. The program will start June 6th, will run through July 27th. Every year we get a new theme, and this theme is something different than we've had in the past, and we've decided to take some different angles with it. We have three age-appropriate programs. We have the story time that's on Monday and Wednesday at 11 a.m., we will have special visitors from the community coming to visit. We call them community heroes. And on Wednesdays, we will have that special visitor come and talk to them about their job that they do here in the community. And, you know, if they're a fireman, hopefully we have a fire truck here. If they're the policeman, hopefully they bring their police car with them and the ambulance crew. And we also have we're going to have a grocery man here and also one of the ladies from the Carbon County School District from the food area. She will be coming and talk to the children about eating healthy and school lunch and different things like that. So, very excited to have all our community heroes come and help us once a week this summer.
So if anyone is interested in any of these programs, what is the best thing to do? Do they need to sign up? Do they need to call you? What do they need to do to make this happen?
All these programs, we also have two other programs. We have a 6 to 8-year-old, and they meet on Tuesday, and then we will have a in-between program that meets on Thursday. Both of them will be at 1 p.m. They just need to come down to the library. Registration will begin May 8th and will end May 26th. Let us know what age group they need, and we'll get them signed up. All children need to be registered so that we can be prepared and ready to go when we start with that. Also, one other thing I wanted to let you know, with the 6 to 8 year olds, we will also have USU Extension Office coming, and they are talking with the kids' food, fun, and culture, and they'll have different food from different different places around the world and introduce those to the children that are here participating in that program. So it's going to be great. We just need to know how many kids we're going to be having so we can be really prepared for them and have everything ready.
And get like a head count so you know what to prepare for and to plan for, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, and before we get out of here, you wanted to talk about it's not necessarily part of the summer programs, but it's going to be a lot of fun nonetheless. You're going to offer a photography course.
We are. That is on Wednesday, May 17th from 6 to 7 p.m. There is no registration. You can just come on into the library. Lane Miller will be presenting that. And it looks like it's going to be really fun. It's going to be using your cell phones. We all have these great little cell phones, and I don't think we realize all that they can do for us. And so he's teaching us different things, how to use our phone to get some of those great pictures. So we're real excited about that.
And that'll be a lot of fun, too. And that's one of those just show up, right?
You said? Yes.
All right, and that is, once again, May 17th. That's a Wednesday, and you said from 6 to 7?
Yes.
All right, lots of great things getting ready to go down at the library. It's summertime, so get ready to get out there and have some fun. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.